live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. This is a fun one. We like celebrations like this. Going out on the phone now to Betsy Svanda, who's president of the Junior League of Lansing. Good evening, Betsy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
Very well. It's a big time for the Junior League of Lansing to celebrate, isn't it?
It has been an incredible year, and we are celebrating. We're celebrating all our accomplishments and our fundraising efforts, and that's going to be at the Michigan Dental Association this Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And we'd like to invite everybody to come and celebrate with us.
Now, you're celebrating an event, a raffle that was called It's All About the Sparkle. I just like the name of
it,
frankly.
Isn't that fun? I know. Isn't that fun? We like those jewels and those sparkles. Well, actually, what we wanted to do this year with fundraising, realizing the climate of Michigan and the economy, we wanted to fundraise without spending a lot of money. And that's what we did with It's All About the Sparkle. We raised over $20,000 with very minimal cost, and that was due to Becky Beauchesne Kolka donating $4,000 and Scott Stone donating 3 teeth whitenings for It's All About the Sparkle. And you might wonder, why the teeth whitening? Well, that has to do with our Carefree Dental Project. Are you aware of that at all?
Well, I am aware, but I always look forward to sharing the information with folks who are listening.
Okay, great. Well, Carefree Dental is in Lansing, and it is our project, the Junior League, and we give them $10,000 a year plus volunteer time, and that $10,000 is equivalent to $90,000 worth of dental care. So it's an incredible donation to them, and for us to have our volunteers go in and train the parents on healthy dental hygiene. So we're very excited to be partnering with them, and that's why we kind of did the It's All About the Sparkle. We wanted to tie in and let people know in the community what we're fundraising, what we're volunteering our time for, and we thought that was, you know, a nice little title to do it with.
Well, it's a nice title, and you know, a big thank you should go out, of course, to Becky Beauchesne Kolka and to Dr. Stone for enabling you to keep your costs down by doing
amazing
it in this way. And you know what? I think you probably find in with being president of Junior League that when you ask, people will come forward, won't they?
Oh, they will. And we also had In Her Shoes Lady, the Lansing's Women Radio Show with Tiffany Dowling and Shelley Milak Davis. That's where we announced it, actually, on. And what a great way for people to know about a woman's organization as well.
Absolutely. And that's a great show, by the way.
Isn't
In Her
that
Shoes.
Fun?
It's a great fun show as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you tell people who aren't familiar what the organization Junior League of Lansing is about it and what it is? I'm sure they're getting an inkling of it by listening to us, but just kind of your mission and your goals.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me share that. We are a women's volunteer organization. We have about 400 members in the Lansing area, and our goal is to train women to be leaders in the community and also help families and children at risk. So there are many areas that we work on, but you will find, first of all, the training. You'll find Junior League members at our boards across the community. They're serving in the community, and they're making a difference. And then we're also helping the community with families and children at risk, for example, Carefree Dental. But we also give out grants and scholarships, and then we also do, for example, Done in a Days, where we shopped for 400 foster care kids in the Lansing area, and we bought presents for them at the Christmas time. So there's many ways you can volunteer and you can train to be a leader in the community. So that's just a short little glimpse of who we are and what we do.
Very good. And while we're on the topic of what the Junior League of Lansing is about, where can people get more information about it? Is there a website that people can check out?
Cheryl, I'm so excited to share this. We did. We just launched our new website last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that
I didn't even know.
Yes, yes. It's at jllansing.org. Again, it's jllansing.org. And we are so excited about this. Visa Design helped us design it, and I think people are going to find it user-friendly and find out all the information they need to know about Junior League.
And you said tickets were still, or I'm asking, I guess, are tickets still available for the event this weekend?
Oh, definitely, yes. They are $50 a piece. You can purchase them online at JL Lansing, or you can get them at the MDA Dental Association, which is on Okemos Road in Okemos, for $50 that evening at 8 o'clock.
And we're talking about Saturday evening?
Friday evening.
I'm glad I clarified.
Friday evening, yes. Thank you for clarifying specifying that. Yes, Friday evening.
Well, it sounds like, do people get to get dressed up for this?
Oh, yes. It's a cocktail attire. It's fun. We have Evan. You saw him when I saw you last weekend. He's going to be there. And we're going to just really show who Junior League is and what we've done in the community and just celebrate that.
Well, it is a great celebration, and I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to mention to folks that Betsy and I met last Saturday at the Pass It Forward event at Reno's East in East Lansing. So I know that your volunteering goes way in. I mean, you had your whole family there. This is not just a part-time job for you. This is what you do.
Yes, and it's just an incredible thing. There's so many areas that Junior League touches, and that was one I was able to share with the community is with my family, because so often we go volunteer and leave the kids at home. Well, the Junior League likes to incorporate bringing your family and letting them to know what you're doing in the community and instilling those values. So it was so much fun to see you, and what a great evening.
Oh, anytime, you know, we've talked about that before, and there'll be another event like that again, and we'll talk about that. Just to recap for folks, Betsy, it's all about the Sparkle Celebration Party is Friday night in Okemos?
Yes, in Okemos at the Michigan Dental Association at 8 o'clock.
And very good. And they can still get tickets, and they can visit your brand new website.
Oh, yes. JL Lansing. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening. Congratulations. Being able to raise $20,000, things hopefully are looking up in Michigan, but being able to do that and the causes that you're forwarding is an amazing accomplishment for you and all the women.
Yes, we're very excited. And our total fundraising this year was $48,000. So that helped out a lot.
That's amazing. A lot of people will be helped in the Lansing community because of the work you and the Junior League of Lansing do.
Oh, thank you so much, Cheryl, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And please let us know when you have events going on and things going on with the Junior League. I'm more than happy to let folks know about the good work.
Oh, we appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening, Betsy.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thanks. I've been talking with Betsy Svanda, who's president of the Junior League of Lansing. It's all about the Sparkle Celebration Party this week in Okemos. We'll be back with more after this.